That was one of the most insane.
1, 2, 3.
That was one of the craziest things I've ever heard a person say. That is not.
Think about it, though. An
insane
reach.
The audience has no idea what. All right, now they do. It's wasn't quite worded like that, but.
Yeah.
People will look back on that people used to get married in the same way we do as slavery. Yeah.
Like, well, you did what? Crazy. You guys got married?
Yeah. It was a different
ceremony.
Yeah. It was like a different time.
An exchange of vows that makes it kind of different. Yeah. Kind of makes it consenting. Yeah. The other one was kind of like on a chain. But yeah. Yeah, I get.
If your bitch wanted to act a fool, she could take your house and all your money? What the fuck?
Act a fool is hilarious. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
no. I don't want to get married. Sorry, you were saying?
And then another one be like, if there's like a male version of Me Too, like we'd be canceled for some joke we said. Like,
yeah.
Have you?
I don't think that's ever gonna happen.
No. She too.
Yeah, guys are still laughing at if somebody touches you, there's the sucks that happened to you. Yeah. Fucking walk it off, dude. Yeah, yeah. I think it's still guys getting fucked with is still comedic. So yeah.
But y'all only problem is if she's an ugly bitch, then that's a harassment.
Yeah,
but still nobody's gonna hear you out.
Those memories are way worse. When I got fucking raped by the retarded girl.
Oh
dude,
my god,
that was like way scarier than like getting like
any nightmare. Truly,
that was the scariest one for sure. Like it was so violent and just so. And it looked like I was fighting off a ghoul, dude. Like just a fucking, like I was being.
You sure you fought?
I was attacked by a fucking monster. Dude. Yeah.
Oh my god.
It's not. Yeah. I don't mean to say that all retarded people.
Okay, let's bring it back.
Are you regretting? Yeah. I'm just saying when they're coming at you in the wild, literally drooling with anger. Yeah. And they tackle you like fucking.
You're having a Bobby Lee moment.
NFL level fucking. Yeah, I need to fit. Everyone always says that. I guess. Yeah. You got also raped by a. It'd be fun to meet Bobby Lee. Be like, dude,
I got raped by a retarded girl too.
Yeah.
You guys.
But what is it? He didn't like.
It didn't.
The thing that's funny is that.
It didn't really happen.
Oh, he made it up?
Yeah, sort of, kind
of. Well, because a lot of my molestations were like, they were molestations, but you couldn't, I don't know that I'd use the word rape. Like my,
you do a lot.
Well, yeah, I know I do, but the point is, because it's funny, but the.
You can't do that. Because just be it's like, funny. I upscaled it because it's funny.
Well, no, but it doesn't make any, like my teacher showing me a picture of his dick and grooming
that
me.
That is.
And having me dress up in skimpy outfits and shit and belly dance for him is not like, he didn't technically physically touch me, but I don't know that it's like, it's not the, so it's like technically he didn't rape me, but I don't really think I'm taking much of a liberty in using that word. You know what I'm saying? It's not. Whereas that retarded girl, I was raped. It's not, there's no, I was tackled. I was held down and tackled.
Yeah.
My hair was pulled. It's not a fucking, you know what I'm saying? It's not, there was a crime scene that was left. Yeah. It's not a, there's no ambiguity in like the. Pretty sure. This was molestation, but was it rape? It was like, oh no, yes, this was a violent, violent criminal incident. Yeah.
Yeah, wow. I stopped listening a long time ago.
What is this podcast? What is this podcast, really?
Bro, there's a there's a podcast called What Is This Podcast? And they review, like, they listen to podcasts and review the podcast. Yeah, somebody sent them, and they'll take, like, requests. Somebody sent them Cumtown one time. That's how I know about them. And they reviewed Cumtown, and they're just like, what the fuck is it? God, we should send them. I really want
to
hear what they think of the pod.
To be like,
let's start with this one.
What is this?
I want to. Yeah.
Can you diagnose each one of us?
Yeah.
No, that'd be very helpful.
Damn, dude.
But What were we talking about before this? We were something inside of this marriage, relationships.
Oh, let's right. Let's talk about something let's, relatable. Yeah, let's talk please. About something wholesome. Yeah. Marriage and yeah. slavery.
Oh my God. Yes.
It is funny that we were
having a serious.
We were having a very serious, not for the podcast. Conversation.
Isn't marriage like slavery?
And then y'all? You from downstairs are like, marriage is like slavery. And then you got so excited that we were done recording. You're like, we're going to record another episode. Yeah. And you came back with a hat.
Yeah. Oh, man. No, yeah. I don't want to get married because, I mean, my parents are seemingly happily married. But, like, most of the ones that I've seen, even the outside portrayal of it, I'm still like, I know it's still just a relationship, you got to work at it. I don't understand the next step of like, I need to do this whole ceremony. But again, I'm 24, so who knows.
Oh yeah, dang, yeah. Fucking baby.
My I was talking about the Freeman Indians, dude. My fucking my great 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 grandpa or whatever, he was a fucking like a Southern Confederate guy on my dad's side, and he married the Indian chick,
Pocahontas,
and yeah, and they and then they like when they moved to this was like early 19 or I don't know when the fuck I'm retarded, but I'm higher than both of you guys and I didn't smoke, but yeah. but point being it would be like a thing where it's like, oh yeah, we don't talk about how this is, yeah. You know, like a yeah
100%. I don't know that she consented 100%.
Some fucking redhead.
Yeah.
From the South with yeah. some like Native American shit.
That's definitely what like white people are doing in other countries now. Like flying to Thailand, that's 100% that. They're like, I have a lot of money and you can't really say no. So,
oh,
welcome to being my wife.
Like yeah. bringing him back?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Being like, you want a better life?
Welcome to being my wife.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wish the retarded girl would have said that to me.
That have turned you on.
Welcome yeah. to being my life.
Yeah.
Passport no. bros.
Yeah. That's a tough, I mean. To be a person in the situation where you gotta like pretend to like somebody for a passport, is
Brian.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah. This professor in UC Berkeley got into trouble, got fired because he set like some group chat. You heard it?
Getting got into trouble.
Yeah.
I don't know. He said he got into trouble. I don't know why that fucked me up so bad. I got into trouble.
Yeah. Got 2 hours of sleep.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Yeah. He got into trouble.
He got into trouble.
What is that like? Wasn't
he
the
made
way
big
I
whoopsie?
It?
It's just so yeah. Chinese. Like, okay, yeah. This university man, he got into trouble.
But he got in.
Yeah, he said like he said it in a group chat where like Zoom meeting mm-hmm. with students. It's a public forum and said something like, if you want to date, forget about California or something, like go out on the go out.
Oh, yeah. I've heard that. I mean, it's a weird thing to say, to be like, the women here have rights and all these ideas. All yeah. these ideas of how they should be treated.
Fucking sucks
let's
over
go.
Here.
Yeah, let's go where they don't have rights yet. Let's see. Yeah.
Let's go really to a progressive country. Yeah. It is funny, like
it's they're adopting a black kid.
Well, yeah, but it like for them, they're traveling to like you want to go. Like I'm surprised that like white people. I mean, like white evangelicals have so much in common with like hardline jihadist Islam.
Interesting. I mean.
I'm surprised, like, more of them don't join ISIS.
The fuck you're talking about?
It's not. Yeah. Are you not following on that
not
at all?
At all.
No, dude, like, well,
it's
like.
Very opposed religion.
Yeah, but, like, white people that fearmonger about the Middle East and shit and, like, mm-hmm. talk about, like, oh, you don't like it here? Go fucking live in Saudi Arabia. I was like, you would love Saudi Arabia. Yeah. Women can't drive, dude. Yeah. It's, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's, yeah.
No, they kind of. The women. The American
your wife is a slave and you could fuck them.
Yeah.
That's not, that's your American dream, dude. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah. I know. I don't, yeah. I'm like, yeah, this is exactly like what you want. Like,
yeah.
You know?
Very conservatively dressed.
Maybe work on the delivery, I think.
What are you talking about? What's
not, what? She's like, that's a, if that's a joke, that did not. Yeah. Yeah.
No, bombing on was, the podcast? Yeah. I'm just talking up here. It's exactly, not my material. Yeah, it's
just,
not.
That was just a conversation.
Yeah.
But, yeah. No, but
it's funny. That's what I'm saying.
It is funny. Oh, I thought you were saying you hack piece of shit.
No. It's funny, but work on the delivery. There's something there.
There is something there. Okay, that makes me feel better. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, life is in absolute ruins. I don't know.
In shambles.
Yeah. I don't know that I'm capable of good delivery right now of any kind.
Yeah. No, I don't know. We were talking about
marriage and all that. So yeah, what the fuck is going on with your marriage?
Oh, we're not gonna talk about that.
Yeah, we can't do that. But
this is such a bad thing to be lingering in the air, because like people are like, "What did he do?" Well, it's not.
No, it doesn't.
You gotta assume I did something really wrong, or that my wife did something really wrong. To be fair, nobody did something really wrong. There's something complicated going on that I can't explain, and now it probably sounds like something very bad was done by someone, but it wasn't. It's just a different situation.
We're just autistic comedians who are trying to tackle a sensitive topic and have no idea what we're talking about.
Fighting style, y'all have to like match fighting style.
You can't both be boxers.
One
of you got to be a counter.
One of you needs to be a grappler. Yeah.
For real.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's... Yeah,
I'm going to do jiu-jitsu on my bitch. She better come at me with some Greco-Roman grappling, dude. Yeah. You know?
She better be ready to wrestle. Yeah, that's not a bad... That's not a bad domestic violence. Just making somebody submit. Put them in an arm bar. The fuck are you talking about, bitch?
It leaves no marks.
It's true. It might be. That might be the best argument for doing Brazilian jiu-jitsu. Like you're just using.
You learn Aikido. You learn Aikido and like do Aikido on your wife and just be like this is the non-violent martial art
with the gi on. Yeah,
this is the whole point of like disarming, like without actually harming the person, but at the same time you're just like fighting them, like
put her to sleep at any moment.
Yeah, you just go Steven Seagal on the fucking
no marks. Yeah,
yeah,
that's fucked up.
What the fuck were we saying outside that was funny?
Were funny a while ago. Yeah.
Like like
these are
every
gonna be
like every man has every man has thought about like socking a woman one point in their life. Especially the gay ones.
Especially the gay ones.
Oh, for sure. If you don't have an attraction to straight women, and you would,
And then she's acting like a fool.
There's no deterrence. They're like, what am I going to not get pussy? I don't care, dude. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You would think a gay man might be super annoyed with women because it's like they don't even have to. They don't have a reason to pretend that they like
them. The second they're out of high school, they fucking hate each other, dude. It's only high school where white women are like keep them as like pets. This is my gay friend. After high school, they like go through a transformation and they're like, I fucking hate those hoes. But they also love
girls. Yeah, there's like girls that would like have like their gay best friend because they're just like, I don't really like trust other men because like all of them I know, they pretend to be nice to me, but really they just want to fuck me. But thankfully, Greg likes cock. He's not interested in pussy and he doesn't want to fuck me at all. He only thinks nice things about me. And I'm like,
and
Greg,
even he still is like, Greg's you're not
gonna,
an interesting bitch.
Greg's going to fucking hate you in a year. More
Greg
than any of these men.
Can't stand you. He just is trying to get residual dick from you. Like,
yeah, he's trying to fuck your friends.
Crumbs around.
The scavenger.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a very interesting technique.
This is like funny that like, you know, you ever see like a woman walking down the street with a guy and it's like she's way too hot for him and you're like, do a double take. You're like, what the fuck? You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. As a dude, like, what do you think about that?
The immediate thought that I've heard is big dick. That's the first
Not
the
money?
First theory. I think that's also one, but I think a lot of dudes maybe. I don't know. I think a lot of dudes are either like a lot of money or puts it down. That's a big man right there.
Yeah. But I don't. But, well, the thing I was thinking about was like there's that exists in the gay community, except it's like how do I explain this? Okay, so like. Gay men, the standards between gay people are so much more fucking vast because of the limited pool of, and not as bad now because now everyone is fucking gay for clout. Everyone's fucking bisexual for clout or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, there's so much stolen valor.
Taking it up the ass for clout.
I don't know. I think they front like they're taking it up the ass, but they never walk with a limp in their life.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Nobody. Yeah, they talk the talk, but they don't.
They don't walk the cock. Yeah. But they like.
You're not here for the.
Are you here for this?
Yeah.
This bit? Yeah. They it's like basically the
trying to explain why some.
Yeah, well, there's a smaller, yeah. Like before now, back in the day, it was a much smaller pool. Like if there's a kid, like in my high school, not a big town, like 16,000 people, but still in high school, I mean, there was a couple gay kids and out gay kids. There's probably way more than, you know, there was way more on the DL or ones that were being gay as a bit or something like that. But actually just I'm gay. I'm like openly gay. There was only, you know, there's just like a handful of kids or whatever. Yeah. And it's like, well, you would see them with the most, it would be like a little fucking 4'8" Indian twink. And then with the Borat unibrow. Yeah. Dating the fucking like hot basketball kid that was somehow gay and open about it. And he was just like, looked like he would be like on High School Musical or something like that.
I didn't have these in my school. This is interesting.
Well, but that's what I'm saying is when you're like, what is this?
Yeah.
What is this couple? You know what I'm saying? It's like I only had, it was him or George. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like there's four of us. Like I had to pick the one that.
That's very funny because I thought you were going to go a terrible direction. I thought you were going to be like, yeah, they're just freaks. <You know>? We just assumed they'd fuck anybody.
No. It is. I was going there next.
Oh.
Yeah. It is a thing like there was because there's a limited pool. It's you have less options. If only let's say 10% of the population is gay, you have 90% less options. So you will see like a really fucking hot looking dude with like another dude that you're like, God damn, dude. I guess this was the only guy on Tinder in Arkansas. Like that was
out of stock.
Arkansas Grindr or whatever. You know,
just fucking bears left.
No, exactly. Yeah. You're like, what's going on here? And I don't know. I think
they like kind of are ahead of us in like body positivity in a weird way. They're just like
gay people.
They do have like categories for people, but it's just like they included everybody. You know, like straight people, we're still trying to figure it out between like thick and fucking.
They have
thick and the rest.
right. Yeah.
Title episode. that could actually fly for.
I don't know.
Thick.
What do you think about that? Shining regrets so bad.
What do I think about
starting this episode? Yeah.
Like seeing like a hot woman with like ugly.
Yeah. What do you
dude?
Think?
Yeah.
Yeah. What is the first thing? Charming?
Or vice versa.
I'm like, I wonder what the fuck he's got.
Yeah. Like, what do you mean? What do you think?
How did he...
I think hot dude with ugly woman.
How did he pull?
Hot dude with ugly woman.
Either, like no matter what.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, you've heard, like, the hot and crazy universal matrix of woman. Like, the hotter she's...
No, I can't say
that. I'd love to hear this theory. What is it?
Yeah, like the hotter a woman, the crazier she is.
Oh, yeah.
And then you hit
the way you explained it just sounded like a science fiction.
It sounded like a graph. The crazier she is, maybe
the hotter she is, the crazier she is. But is that why is that? Is she actually crazier, or is it just that she can get away with more, so she does?
That's literally it. Yeah.
Probably. Yeah. Because why not?
Yeah.
If you could suck your own dick, wouldn't you suck your own dick?
Good old Chinese parable.
What's funny about that is I don't think I would, dude. I don't.
Oh, you'd fucking run, like the last episode. You fucking fuck yourself, but you wouldn't.
Yeah,
I said I'd rape myself. It's not about sex or being attracted to myself. It's about a severely mentally complicated like desire to seek revenge
on yourself.
On myself.
Man, this podcast.
For being so
holding on for dear life.
Dude, I really don't know. I'm like this whole like this block recording, I'm like yeah. Is this our best or worst shit? Like
I truly don't know.
Do we blow up or explode?
Yeah.
In a like
it's truly like Kanye music right now. You're like, is he going insane or is it good? I can't tell. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah,
yeah.
The Germans are the Germans. Thrilled.
Yeah, they're probably recommending this to everyone.
Gunther Jesus talking about getting raped again. It's way more graphic detail.
It's breaking up faster than we thought. They're losing their minds.
He's yeah. starting to have effect on the other two hosts. In fact, he's got so lost in the sauce that he now wants to rape himself.
No, that is, yeah. we're in a different cast sphere.
Right we're now. In the fry light zone right now, baby.
Yeah.
For sure. I don't even know what we're talking about.
Imagine a world where you can rape yourself. You could hunt yourself down and sodomize yourself for the sins you've committed in your normal life. In a parallel universe where you can't say no. In space, no one can hear you scream. If you can suck your own dick, would you suck it?
You.
No.
No.
If you could track down yourself in a parallel universe, would you forcibly make yourself suck your own dick?
Do you even like try once?
No, I don't think. I mean, if I was like stranded on an island, yeah, for sure. Okay. Then I'd be like, I'm out of
there
options.
There we go.
This is what we got to do. But if there's still women I can convince, you know, if there's women I can talk into, I would try them first. You know, yeah, just check out all my options before I go to just.
Guess you never had a bad blowjob then.
Yeah, you walk through those. Those are guaranteed. Yeah. It's by the way, that is like
imagine you're losing your health insurance. It's like being in your car for 4 days. Your ass is sore, not because you've been raped, but because you might as well be by the back of your Subaru digging into your heels all night.
Oh my god. Yeah. No, I was just thinking like I guess there's no good way to get into this, but like getting head and trying to direct it is the most like it's the hardest thing you could. It's such a
bro.
You're in such a like,
I relate
like,
to this.
Such a vulnerable position that you're like you don't know how close you are to like my most precious thing right now. Like you, I need you to like. It's kind of like directing a car parking. You know, you're just like watch it. What?
Too close. Yeah. Like, closer. Stop. Yeah. Nope. Yeah. Nope. Go back.
Yeah. It's so.
It is like the half of the thrill of getting your dick sucked has to be playing with fire. Like the fact that you know you're walking on that tightrope of like this could be the greatest thing I've ever felt, or you could bite my penis off. I don't know which way it's gonna.
Yo,
go.
Yo, this shit is
no,
gonna, yeah.
Yeah.
Like dick joke, fart jokes are forever the funniest.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're saying this episode is legendary.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll go with legendary. Yeah.
You gotta add racist.
Yeah.
Be on brand. Racist jokes too.
Yeah, we'll work it in. Yeah, we got a few minutes.
Racist. Racist dick and fart.
A lot of time.
We should challenge each other. Like, can you think of can we make a racist fart joke and a racist dick joke?
Collect our minds to that. I don't know that that's worth that's worth getting
that's
into.
That's a lot of work you're yeah. asking.
Yeah,
you guys
no,
are
truly.
Fucking lazy.
True. Yeah, yeah.
I asked all of you to find
yeah, come up with
one news joke.
Yeah, that's but like
I fumbled my way through a Chinese accent for nothing. Yeah.
But this was also,
I
like
didn't even do
ago.
My Israeli news joke in character as Benjamin Netanyahu.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that is.
I considered doing it, but I thought it might be considered more offensive than it was funny.
100%, yeah.
Depending on if you know what he actually sounds like, you will get the voice, you will find the joke hilarious. But it's also been a week of high death toll.
Yeah.
Starting to reevaluate what's worth it and what's not, you know.
That is not it.
Exactly.
Not a big fan of Netanyahu. Yeah.
Oh, I hate the guy.
Yeah.
I was killing it in the car, though. I was in the, with Toby, I was in the fucking zone. And Toby's very, 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 very leftist. And he was like,
yeah.
Cackling,
yeah,
because I was Netanyahu for a half hour.
Being nice,
no, like, it was natural.
We're in a car together.
Yeah.
This is a lot.
We were in the desert, but still,
yeah.
I was in the pocket. Yeah, I can't. Yeah.
No, shout out to Toby. He's very funny.
My mic got cut out in at our show in LA, and like I completely lost the mic. It just cut out. Like right when I started my set, and I was like, are you fucking serious? So I was like, they're like, oh, hold on, we'll wait for someone, we'll call the guy to come fix it. And I was like, my set's ruined by, like, if I wait 3 minutes for the person to fix the mic before I start my set, it's gonna be hella awkward. So I said fuck it with no mic, and I just was like, I went micless and was just
yelling,
really, projectiling all the jokes and stuff, which really saved my ass, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. But Toby had already done his big the hemorrhoids thing.
Yeah.
So I know what to do. So they're just like, I'll go get someone to fix the mic or whatever. And I'm looking around. I have no idea what to do. And I'm just like, hemorrhoids. Yeah. Everyone starts dying. They think I'm like, what if I just did this whole fucking thing again? But yeah. But it was like, instead of, I just like a version where I have hemorrhoids only because I'm gay. You know?
Yeah, been taking a pounding.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. I heard, I don't know.
Like 3 minutes with no mic.
Yeah. I heard gay people don't have as much butt sex as people thought.
For real.
I don't know if that's true or not.
You lost so much respect for them, huh? It's the only thing you liked about them.
Yeah.
You know, that would be on the CRT drinking game. You guys don't understand how I have to listen to all of this shit we've said like 10 times while I'm editing these episodes. Just like overloading my brain, and then I got to do like a double check on all the files and make sure that they're correct, like each step of the way, so that nothing gets fucked up. And I have heard you say the word anal 300 times.
Yeah, dude. Freud.
I'd be addicted. I'd be sucking a dick behind Arby's for crack if it was like take a hit every time Ivan talks about butt sex.
Yeah, dude. It's a good
My favorite
topic.
One was someone started talking about people that do anal, you're like, those are my guys.
Yeah. No, I thought that was a very funny, I don't know if you've seen the clip.
What were we talking about?
It was
about?
Like a, you want to come back to
You me? Remember? Yeah, fuck it.
No, I remember Scouts, like the.
Scouts.
Yeah.
On Fire Island,
yeah.
They were the people that were getting butt fucked on the first date.
Yeah, on the second date.
Those are my people. Yeah, second date. I'm not an animal. Yeah.
No, this dude like proposed it. Like he brought like a box. And he was like, you know, we've been together for a while. And then he was like, I've been just thinking that we should take it to the next level. And then he opened the box and she thought it was going to be a ring, but I think it was like a anal dildo. I think we should do anal. She was like, all right. I was like, damn, this guy's moving fast. I like it. I think maybe the nicest way to bring up that you want to do anal is to
to make a bitch think you're proposing.
Yeah, to take her out on a picnic.
That's
the most gentlemanly way I've ever heard it done.
There was this guy that used to work with my cousin. They were like dishwashers at some burger restaurant, and he was trying to give him dating advice. And he's like, he's this like old black man. He's like, he's telling him about it. He's got a date on this girl. He's like, it's what you need to do, right? You want what do you look for in this, right? You want pussy, right? He's like 15 years old. He's like, you trying to hold hands? You trying to fuck? You trying to get some ass? He's like, you need to take this bitch to Denny's. you order her the sampler.
I'm telling you, dude, they give game out.
Yeah. You order the sampler. Yeah. Because a bitch don't know what she wants, all right? A bitch never know what she wants, right? So you get a, she ain't decide, do I want onion rings? Yeah. Do I want the mozzarella sticks? Do I want the loaded nachos? You get the bitch a little bit of all the stuff.
Yeah.
Right? And then she knows what she wants. Yo dick and her ass. Yeah. He literally said that. He's like, whoa, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Telling a 15-year-old how to unlock the cheat code to anal on a first date
through
through a Denny's sampler yeah. is wild.
That is legendary game.
Yeah.
It was that's literally like when somebody's like, I have too much game for you to understand.
Yeah.
That's too much game.
Yeah.
That kid was cannot comprehend.
It's like, yeah. He like, yeah. Yeah. I met a bitch, Tiffany. I took her to Denny's. I gave her the sampler. We married now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Which comedian yeah. is
we in the process of getting divorced.
This is just
this is my cousin talking to another busboy at a burger restaurant he worked at when he was like 15.
No, I mean, that's what I'm missing in my life is an uncle to give me game like that.
White people respect the advice of deranged black people. I mean, this guy is clearly a
that's
lunatic.
The making of a wicker.
He brought her to Denny's and he got her the sampler. Yeah. And he didn't get laid. And he was he's probably he's racist now, probably. Well, he definitely is. He's a cop now.
Liked him so much he liked to lock him up. I don't know. Wanna catch them all? All right. You guys don't get the Pokemon. Okay.
I got it. I just don't know how to respond.
I stopped listening a while back.
Bro, the Shining's barely talked. She's so high. She barely spoke for three episodes. Was,
no, what do you want to talk about?
She's the only reason anyone watches the show.
We should have only one camera and it should just face you. And that's every clip is just you. And every dude just randomly clicking on just because they're
horny. So, like, it's so humbling and humiliating. Like if we post a reel on like Instagram, like the difference on whether it's going to get
20 likes.
20 likes.
Combined.
Or 600 is The Shining accepts the collab or not.
Also, just like the most random people of all time. Like anybody who likes. The 500 it's just like if you click on their account it's the funniest thing the people they're following it's just like a Middle Eastern man who's just like barely speaks the language he's clicking on fucking
and thinks it's so funny
that's very funny.
My favorite comment on your on one of your YouTube videos was somebody that was like I find her so funny and she scares me so much. something like that. Yeah. Like she scares the shit out of me. Yeah, or something like that.
Mission accomplished. Yeah.
I don't remember what video that was. I think it might have been the Dragons. The House of the Dragons.
House of Dragons.
Yeah. I have to find it. It was very funny.
I find it impressive that you haven't gotten creepy messages. Millions
Who's to
of
say
followers
she has
on
not.
TikTok. She said, like, she hasn't.
I hadn't, like, I mean, they were like death threats, but I'm like, that's hilarious.
Say, you told me you had to buy a gun.
You're like, fire me, bitch. Come on. Yeah. I got guns too. Let's play. That's wild. Yeah. Got death threats?
Be funnier if you picked a more racist weapon.
I think about that all the time.
What?
Like, when can I legally shoot a gun on a motherfucker?
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I just casually drop you that. When can I murder someone and get away with it?
Yeah, like try.
Yeah,
I
but,
love
but
the idea.
The thing is, like California, it's illegal though.
It's pussy shit. Yeah,
pussy shit. Yeah.
I was gonna say I can't wait till you fucking stand your ground in Florida, and then this podcast is gonna be played to a jury as evidence. Yeah. You're gonna have to fast forward all the butt fucking and all the all the raping yourself in a parallel universe. Material to get to the fucking maybe. You already have like the three people that pop up in your head immediately.
No, just like having the option.
You don't have like a mental
I don't trust myself with that type of power though, you know, like Death Note. If I got a hundred that shit fuck,
you would be
you're killing people right
would
away.
You be dictator, like would you be like if you got to have your own
it's
country would
choice.
You be Mao?
It's not even a choice. When you have that type of power you want to maintain it.
This guy. That's the key. You just have to reset him every.
You will 100%.
Yeah.
100%. That's why, like, when you have a little bit of.
was trying to pick up
20 more minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. What time? Well, how much?
That was 20.
And then, oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a 20 or 30. And then you can find clips of that. All right. Yeah. The fuck we were talking about? Oh, if you could kill somebody, would you
think about a lot what circumstances it'd be legal to shoot somebody.
God, dude. Fuck it, dude. We got one camera still going.
Yeah.
But this is the camera.
That's
though.
The yeah.
Oh, the important one. Yeah.
We could just do.
We could try that. Yeah.
Fanny.
I'm with that.
Well, is this guy still on?
Yeah.
Yeah. This one.
Okay, so that's getting him right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So some of these I'm just gonna have to cross cut like within. There's nothing way to go about it. I need to get like more. The thing is, I know how to do all this like editing and stuff and all the shit, but I know that there's more efficient ways to do everything, but I have no idea what I'm doing. So I found my own ways that make shit work and that solve certain problems that'll come up. But like, they're the most convoluted roundabout like ways to do shit. Like I have to like every episode I have to fucking like, upload. So the audio is all in different pieces. Like instead of having the audio track be one full episode, it's usually broken up into three or four, depending on how long we went.
Yeah.
Too bad comedians all fucking broke as fuck.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
could afford a producer. It'd be a lot easier.
Yeah. I have to like take all four of those, like the audio tracks that equal out to a full episode, and then upload them, glue them all together so that it's one track, then render the whole track as a video, like put a still image so that there's a video of it so that it'll actually render. Then after I rendered the whole video and export it, then I got to go to a MP3 converter and convert the audio into MP3. Then after that, I got to delete the file to save memory on the original video file in the project, then upload all the footage and then match the audio from the camera to the audio from the MP3 track. So then I can delete the camera audio and have all the lips beat. Like on each of our video, there's like random 5-minute portions where like we're like Kung Fu movie characters and our lips do not match like the audio. Like like it's a little bit off, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just a
proof.
Yeah.
Jews just can't run the media.
Oh, yeah. Dude. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. No, so go back to what was we talking? If you could get away with murder.
You're saying you would do it.
Oh,
you
yeah,
think of a I lot would. Of scenarios. What's yeah, your favorite getting
That'd
away with murder?
That'd be a bad motherfucker if I could be like a legit.
This is very interesting because as a kid you were like into like dead bodies and stuff.
But these like, cameras fucking hate us.
Yeah.
Dude.
I think we're pretty much done. You can try to.
What is the what's the camera doing?
Is it a time thing?
I have no idea.
Let's hope I don't have predator vision.
Yeah, if it's out, we can share. Because we did an outro, we can just use that.
Yeah.
That have you something to do?
Yeah,
your mind on
something.
No, I do need a fucking. But I don't have any time. I'm working all fucking all fucking day trying to make up back how much I am in the fucking hole, but I really need to, it's killing my ADD not being able to fucking, next time we record video, I want to have this thing right here be the podcast logo. Like some kind of backdrop and then red curtain instead of green and then something over these couches, like some kind of textile, oriental textile, you know.
It's what's that?
What's that?
Like, you know, the I don't even know what the culturally, I guess, I don't know if it's respectful or just in general what the word is, but the dress that your husband had to wear at your Chinese wedding.
That's too much.
Yeah, but as a couch cover, like as a that I just mean that aesthetically, something that has that kind of Chinese design, but like some kind of, you know, would like you go to old people's house and their sheets over the couches.
I'm a fuck you talking about. I'm still thinking about who would I kill.
I was gonna say she will not let this go, dude. I'm trying to get us out of court right now. The fact that you are like thinking this much about it and a name didn't pop up really quick means you're not doing a bit. You're just really considering.
This is something thinking about who you want to kill. I like that though.
I kind of wish I was a sociopath though. That I don't feel empathy or like fucking anxiety or shame or guilt.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be so great?
You have very interesting questions. Would you guys kill somebody if you could? Would you be a sociopath if you could? Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I do think there's a few crimes that I can't justify, but for some reason I'm like, I can think of a lot of good reasons to kill someone. Like
good,
I can think
solid.
Of, yeah.
There's not a bone in my body that wants to kill anyone or anything.
No fucking way. Yeah, I'm gonna be honest. A fucking molester? A child even molester? A somebody who abuses, who even abuses a like
bro, animals? I'd have a body count by now if it's not, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I got fucking... I have enough on
Rolodex.
Yeah, I have enough.
One of them is
we'll
dumb.
Keep that. Yeah.
Yeah, I have enough people on that list that I could be a certified serial killer if I knocked even half of them off the list. I could, you know, qualify.
Somebody who abuses animals.
That
yeah. Okay, maybe that. See that, but no, even that, I don't know necessarily that that's like a fucking dude. I did have to almost kill someone before. Okay. Dude, a guy broke into my house there was
Shining's dream.
She's like, go
she'd be outside of the shop
and then
like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Come in here, find out.
Yeah. No, it was the day that my brother was leaving to go to college and he had like a giant house party. Like it my
blowout.
Yeah, my brother's like the fucking it was like Project X shit. I mean, hell some yeah. American Pie level fucking house party that my brother threw. Because he's like wrestling fucking quarterback of the football team. You know what I mean? He's like a popular kid or whatever. Oh, yeah. So he threw this big ass big ass fucking party. And finally, like everyone had been pretty much trickled out and left. And I started hearing some, it had been like 20 minutes since everyone was gone. I started hearing some like kind of ruffling in my garage. And then my dog started going ape shit, barking at the fucking, I used to have this big English bulldog and he was like barking at the fucking door. And I didn't know at the garage door, I didn't know like what, I thought one of his dumb friends, like maybe I was going to find some teenagers fucking in there or maybe one of his friends was super drunk and like fell asleep in there. I didn't, you know, something like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I opened the door and there is a fucking like 45-year-old Mexican guy in my garage that I've never seen before. Yeah, dude. And doesn't speak like a lick of English. And he
just made it.
Yeah.
He had just gotten there.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Damn. And I fucking, and then he like kind of like lunged at me. And I like, shit. Yeah, I slammed the door and then, slammed the door closed and there's this big ass wrench like right next to me on the laundry machine. I grabbed this big ass wrench and then fucking opened the door back and like
wait, where are you?
There's
in the garage?
I'm in a laundry room that's connected to the garage. That's like,
so he walked in.
He got into the house through the front door or through the back door that goes into the garage. I'm guessing probably the back door that goes through the garage.
Do you have a door open for him to get out, or were you just about to face him one on one?
Oh no, I went back in and I grabbed him and fucking I had a wrench. Like he got on his knees and started begging for his life in Spanish. He was like super drunk. I could smell. I mean, he smelled like fucking, like he just like was baptized in Four Loko, you know.
One last one.
Oh my god, yeah. great closing bit, yeah. But so he fucking. But the camera and the audio goes out. People are just wondering if I murdered a Mexican guy.
It's not, right.
Yeah. No. So I got him down, and then he like I had him like on his knees, and I had this wrench, and I fucking called 911, and like the dude had already tried to lunge at me before, and I was like on the phone with 911. I was like, "There's a Mexican in my garage. I think he's drunk. I'm on the phone with you right now. He already tried to lunge at me. If he comes at me again, I'm gonna kill him." I'm basically just like, I'm going to have to beat this fucking guy. You know what I'm saying? Because also, I was like super traumatized from like we already had a home break-in like a year or two before that. at a different house. That one was way more fucked up. There's a guy that like he stole a car. He just got out of jail and he beat the shit out of his sister and kidnapped her kids and stuff and got in a police chase and was like all fucked up. He had his sister. I think he stabbed his sister and she was tied up in the bath. And he was trying to hide from the cops because the cops were swarming the neighborhood and he ended up hopping. It was like they live one street over, but we had connecting backyards. So he was hopping fences through the connected backyards and ended up settling on going into our house. And same thing. And my mom, he charged my mom and he had a knife and my dog like got in between them and stuff. And then he ran into the garage. And then luckily my mom was a hoarder at the time. It's a whole other thing because my mom lost her. She used to own a furniture and antique refurbishment store and it went under and she was still trying to fucking salvage the business or whatever. And our house was just filled with you could barely fucking walk in it. It was filled with furniture, but the garage was absolutely a maze. And that dude just ran in there so fast. He knocked over a dresser. It fell on top of him. So he was pinned down on the ground in there, with a 400-pound dresser on top of his back, basically. Yeah, and then the police ended up showing up, and then they beat the... There was caution tape in my garage. There was, a big blood stain on the ground. There was, rubber bullet shell casings and shit. So it was all... What the fuck was that, dude? It sounded like Godzilla. Did you hear that? Yeah.
Yeah. She's got IBS.
Aw.
Yeah, she's going through it.
Yeah. But, so, anyways, back to the second break-in. The guy, I'm on the phone with 911, and they're like, yeah, don't do that. Please don't. Hurt the guy. And I was just I was screaming for my mom and my brother. I took a step back. I took a few steps back from him. I was don't move. And then I was yelling for my brother and my mom to lock themselves in their rooms, basically, And I didn't know if the dude, the dude kept trying to reach and I wouldn't let him reach. I was put it back up or whatever. Cause I don't know if he's reaching for a weapon or something, but if in the time
is wrong,
yeah, in the time you'll love this, in the time that it's in my fucking blood, dude. Yeah. By the time I turned my head just for a very slight second, which was a fucking miss, that was a lapse in, I needed to stay focused and on him, but I turned for a second because I heard my brother in the kitchen. I thought my brother was coming over. I was like, get the fuck back in your room. And when I turned back, he had money. He was trying to give me money don't call the cops on me, don't hang up, I have cash or whatever. Yeah. And then I started hearing the sirens. I was like, fuck, dude, that's $200. And then as a Jew, this was...
Yeah.
Yeah, I fucked this whole thing up so bad. I should have started blackmailing him from the beginning. Well, it's too... I mean, the cops are already on their way.
You got to let him out the back way.
Yeah, and I took a few... I heard my mom, my mom was fucking walking down the hallway. I thought my mom was trying to come see what the hassle was about when I was already telling them to get in their rooms. So I took a step back for a second and I closed the door. I closed the door and then was holding it to make sure he can't get in through this side. And because now the cops are already on their way too and stuff. So it's all right, we're probably safe now. And then my uncle busts through the fucking house with the shotgun with my uncle was ex, he was in Navy SEAL training and shit. And is a injured, paranoid, crazy guy, Love him. He's the best.
He has guns.
Yeah. Oh, nice. he had a shotgun straight out of fucking Call of Duty with that's a big great. Barrel, the barrel drum.
Yes.
With the ammo and shit.
With training and
yeah,
PTSD.
He fucking walks in the house in walks in the house, dude. Walks in the house in a fucking bathrobe and fucking ready to blow someone away. And then all the fucking cops swarmed my house and just ran into my garage and started storming the field. And I guess the guy had probably as soon as I closed the door, he took off out in the back and he just started running through the fields and stuff. But they ended up, what happened was he was drunk and crashed his truck. He was driving drunk and he crashed his truck down the street. So the reason why this was why I was so extra on edge was because we lived way out in the country in the middle of nowhere. Mm. Our nearest neighbor was 100, 200 yards away or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like we're in the suburbs and this is some drunk guy walking in the wrong house. I'm like, why are you, what are you doing here? You know what I mean? So this situation ended up being really crazy, but what I was thinking about that $200 for a long time, you know?
Yeah. What an adventure he was.
That's my PTSD,
on,
yeah.
Yeah.
This story was not as funny as I thought it was going to be. Just
not at all.
Very scary.
It's all right.
That's been.
I just think it's very funny to be a small Mexican man who's in a different country, can barely speak the language, and you get as drunk as possible.
You
crush your truck, and you wake up in a Jew's closet. What the fuck?
Choose your own adventure.
That's a beautiful, you can't write that story.
Yeah.
That's, Yeah.
Yeah,
that'd
dude.
Be a hangover.
Like, I mean, he's...
For the... You wake up in somebody's house.
He should have pulled the money out faster. Yeah. I would have hung up that phone call and be like, my bad, it was my brother's drunk friend. Yeah. I made a mistake. You know?
Oh, that's so funny. That yeah. To me. Just waking up in somebody else's house. My bad.
Like, I was just having PTSD from that encounter so bad and was, like, stressed out. I couldn't sleep. I'd wake up in this, like, nightmare. Like, I'd be, like, screaming in my sleep and I'd be, like, drenched in sweat because I'm just thinking about the $200 I didn't get.
You're sweating. Yeah.
What, ready to do closing?
That's all right. Yeah.
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 All right.
Thank you for watching Criminal Ish Theory. I don't know which camera is working.
That's the only one, but you're not in it. Yeah. All right. All right. Okay.
I tried to clap like three.
There's a 69th dimension beyond that which is known to man. A dimension as vast as Ivan's Rwandan dick. And as timeless as fart jokes, the middle ground between Kenyan and Irish, between Chinese big rig driving instructors and black midgets. Pussy grows on trees there. Imagine, if you will, your hot neighbor's pussy dangles over your fence like lemons. And until she trims her branches, you get to fuck her whenever you want. That's just the rules here. They sell grape-flavored Oxy at 7-Eleven. And even if your neighbor is the village hole, if you do in fact decide to smash her lemon tree pussy without a condom, you still won't get lemon AIDS. You never got laid off from FedEx last year and ruined your life pursuing stand-up comedy and starting a racist podcast. You own 12 Wetzel's Pretzels in the same mall, and business is booming, and you're not addicted to the Oxy cause. It's not addicting anymore. You can pop them at will for funsies and it won't trigger a relapse. Your wife never tells you to get a job. In fact, she's not literally yelling at you about it right now as you narrate. And no one can fuck with you because Shining is a Chinese police canine attack dog and you sick her on all your enemies. Your life is honestly so tight. You never have nightmares about being raped by your grandma. You didn't let your cousin fondle your penis because he convinced you it's the only way to transfer you superpowers that would enable you to beat the final level of Crash Bandicoot, and a retarded girl never finger blasted you by force, ripping your asshole open like a bag of Skittles. This is the land of wholesome imagination. Some call it the Frylight Zone.